This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Welcome to the Stock Day Media Podcast. My name is Sever Copley, filling in for Everett Jolly. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Last time they were on the show was about 2 months ago, March 25th. I'm talking about no other than Pressure Biosciences, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. And with us today is the President and CEO, Mr. Rick Schumacher. And he's got some exciting news for us today. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Sever, thank you very much, and welcome to the show yourself. Appreciate talking with you.
Thank you. Now, before we get to the amazing developments you guys have, I know Pressure Biosciences is a leader in the development and sale of innovative, and that's a key word with you guys, pressure-based products and services. For people new to Pressure Biosciences or our new listeners, what can you tell us about your company?
Well, it's a very innovative company. We've learned how to harness high pressure, Mother Nature, and pressure is an amazing force. It can move at the speed of sound. It can do a lot of things in the laboratory that we use heat and cold and chemicals to do. But pressure moves so fast, and once you turn it on, it's on, and you turn it off, it's off. Unlike heat and cold and chemicals, you have to generally take it back to where it started, so-called equilibrium, which can take time and money. Pressure, it's on, it's off, and it does its job. And so it's an amazing force of nature. I'm a scientist. I've worked in the lab for many years, and I can tell you that heating something up and cooling something down or adding chemicals to mix it and mix it and mix it can often cause differences in your results because it takes time to get everything to so-called equilibrium, whereas with pressure, it's instantaneous. So very, very happy to be on the show to talk about this. Everything we do at Pressure Biosciences is utilizing this amazing force called pressure.
Yeah, and things have moved really fast for you guys in the past 2 months. Congratulations. So on April 27th, you announced your successful launch of your UST Early Access Program for the UST platform. What can you tell us about the program?
Well, UST is ultra shear technology, and it's our newest technology. It combines very high pressure with shearing. And so it's very unique. We have 7 issued patents so far, including 2 in the U.S. And what it does is it works very well on liquids, and we're able to put liquids through this system. It's a machine, and we have 3 different machines, a tabletop machine, a floor model, and then a very large maximum system that can go to almost any size. And it can scale, which is terrific. But what it does is it mixes oil and water. The simplest way to put it, we can mix oil and water and make oil go into water and stay in water and basically become translucent. What we do is we break the oil down to nano size. The oil is so small that it's smaller than what we call the wavelength of light. So light goes right through, becomes translucent, becomes clear, and the oil contains the active ingredient. So that active ingredient could be prednisone. It could be a pharmaceutical, a nutraceutical like CBD. It could be a cosmetic like retinol. It could be something like astaxanthin, the most powerful antioxidant in the world. It could be something that's used like neem oil in agriculture. If you can break that oil down to a nano size, then it not only becomes clear and translucent, but it also enables the body, if your body's taking up this pharmaceutical or this nutraceutical, to absorb out almost all of the active ingredient in the oil. So as an example, CBD now, CBD before UltraShear, you would put CBD oil in, and you're lucky to get 5 or 10 or 15% of the CBD out of the oil before you excrete the oil as a human being, as an animal. But when you UltraShear it and you cut that oil drop down to nano size, you should be able to get greater than 90 or 95%, approaching 100%. Wow. So the bioavailability of what's in the oil goes up dramatically. You know, how good is it if you can't get it out of the oil before you excrete it? Not very good.
Right.
So this is what the amazing thing about UltraShear technology. And so we've had a number of people interested. I mean, literally 100 companies interested in this, if not more. Some of them are multi-billion dollar companies. Some of them are startups. And they're all interested because they know that whatever they're working on, they want it to become more water soluble, more absorbable, more bioavailable. And we've been working on this program for about 5 years. But we've had such pressure to, pun intended, to get it out that what we did is we decided to announce an early access program where we're going to choose four or five companies over the coming weeks and months to work with them and show the world what we can do with UltraShear.
And speaking of these companies you choose, you actually chose a company. You announced your first agreement with Safer Medical of Montana, which is amazing progress. Who is Safer Medical and why did you choose them? What can you tell us about the product you're making with them?
So Safer Medical is a small company in Montana, and it's run by an ex-Vietnam vet, a helicopter pilot, who wants to give back. He's had a good life, as he said, and it's time to give back to, especially to veterans that have given up so much to defend this country. And so he came to us and said, we need this. I have this CBD product, but I know it's not that bioavailable. Can you make it more bioavailable? So we worked with him for about a year, and we have, in fact, made his product better by changing the formulation and also by making it into a nano emulsion using UltraShear technology. We've sent him some pilot runs that he's given to some friends who said it's just amazing. It's a spray on bottle, which they're using for aches and pains and things like that. And they're spraying it on. Right. He sprayed it on his old knee and said it felt better within 10 minutes. So, we decided that we'd bring him on as our first customer because he wants to give back to the veterans. And so we're working on the formulation to finish it. Then we're going to work on some pilot runs. And then we hope by the fourth quarter, we're going to start making vials for his commercial sale of this material. It'll be the first material on the market that uses UltraShear technology to turn the oil into a nano emulsion to make it, far, far better, far faster, far more stable.
That's just amazing. Now, what about the future? I'm sure your investors would love to know if you anticipate announcing any additional customers signing up for the early access program.
We certainly do anticipate, as I said, I think a couple of minutes ago, we wanted to bring about five companies into the early access program. We're already talking to at least that many right now. We're talking to a company that's in the cosmetics area. Can you imagine cosmetics putting skin topical? A lot of it is the absorption to the skin. If you can allow it to be better absorbed, it could hopefully be a much better product. So we're talking to a cosmetics company. We're talking to an agriculture company. We're talking to several companies in the CBD area. We're talking to other companies in the nutraceutical area that are using molecules like astaxanthin and curcumin and some others. We've been successful in nano-emulsifying all of these. Neem oil in agriculture, very successful in doing all of this. So, yes, we anticipate signing up to four or five in the next couple of weeks to months, and hopefully we'll get a lot of these on the market by the fourth quarter, which should change the revenue model for this company dramatically, we think, by the fourth quarter.
That's so exciting. Now, what would you like your stockholders and our listeners to take away from today's interview?
Well, I guess a couple of. First of all, I'd like to thank everybody. I know we have some long-term. I get my Novo list. I see some names there. I've been there for many, many years. So I want to thank everybody for being so patient. It's been a long time coming, but we think that we're ready to commercialize on a small scale to show what we have, and then next year on a very large scale, UltraShear technology. So the second thing for investors is, what I suggest is don't look back. We've had a tough, 14 years to get to this point. We've made some wrong turns. We've made some right turns. They've just taken us longer than we expected. But we're at a point now where we're very happy where we are. UltraShear is going to change this company. So when you look at Pressure Biosciences, don't look at the last few years. Think about the next couple of years, and they're on with UltraShear. That's how you want to look at Pressure Biosciences going forward.
That's awesome. Mr. Rick Schumacher, he's the president and CEO of Pressure Biosciences, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. Rick, thank you so much for coming on the show, and I'm looking forward to hearing about your future developments with the company. Sounds like you're on an awesome track to success. Hopefully I'll see you in a month to talk again.
You bet, and I appreciate the opportunity to it's always nice when you've got some good news and things are going well to talk to shareholders. So thanks again.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.